In football, the battle lines are usually clear. It's Team A versus Team B. But sometimes a third adversary of sorts will enter the pitch, infuriating both clubs and fans alike. No, we're not talking about streakers, but great guess. We're talking a far less entertaining disturbance, Mother Nature. The elements, whether rain, wind, or snow, have affected many matches, with perhaps the oddest occurring in 1945, a day everything got totally fogged up. The year is 1945. World War II is just about in the rearview. The clock radio is now a thing, and future reggae superstar Bob Marley has just been born. But the thick, hazy, smoke-filled venues, which will eventually become synonymous with a Bob Marley concert, a lot of smokers, is nothing compared to the dastardly fog swallowing up the pitch during a friendly between Arsenal and Dynamo Moscow. Despite insistence from both clubs to suspend play, the referee orders the match to continue. Football historians to this day still argue over the exact number of pints this referee must have had in his system to rule that this match play on. Where historians agree is the friendly quickly turning into the opposite of friendly. Let's call it unfriendly, as both clubs look to gain an edge under the literal smokescreen of rolling fog covering the English countryside. The match sees the rulebook thrown completely out the window and set ablaze by road flares Arsenal fans would have no doubt been carrying had they been invented at the time. At one stage, Moscow makes a substitution, completely legal, but does not actually remove anyone from the pitch. Very much illegal. Arsenal fans would claim to have seen as many as 15 Moscow players on the pitch at one time. But with all that fog, there easily could have been 15 Romelu Lukakus on the field for all they knew. Disappearing and reappearing. Disappearing and you know how Lukaku does. Lukaku doesn't care what you say about him. He's totally cool. So he won't have a problem with that disappearing comment. Perfect. Now, FC Arsenal would use the elements to their advantage as well, with one player who had earlier been sent off sneaking back onto the pitch and playing the remainder of the match. And you thought Diego Costa was a troublemaker. Unfortunately for Arsenal, yet fortunately for the hilariousness of this story, things get a lot weirder when the Arsenal goalkeeper, unable to see anything in front of him, runs full speed into a goalpost, knocking himself out cold. Yes, this actually happened. So the story should end here, right? No, it doesn't. As the unconscious goalie lay on the pitch, one quick-thinking and most likely slightly inebriated Arsenal fan invades the pitch and takes the fallen Arsenal goalie's place in the net. And now the match must be halted immediately, right? Nope, play continues. To this day, no other match has ever been so hilariously affected by the sport's second greatest nuisance, Mother Nature. In case you were wondering, the first great nuisance, again, obviously being streakers.